Hello, everyone. Well, I've been wanting to record a bit of an addendum and a new episode for days now, and I literally was going to record one like 3 days ago, and then something came up, and I was unable to, and I was livid. But I feel as though I didn't touch upon the racism allegations from Harry and Meghan. And I don't want to lose the black card that was never in my possession. So it's like, I just feel that I felt that maybe if I had listened to my episode, I may have been a little disappointed that I was listening to a black girl who glazed over the racism claims from the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit more. And so I wanted to add an episode that I wasn't planning on doing, but that's okay. I love y'all. It's like the way that I feel about this podcast is really starting to evolve so much. I'm really starting to come I'm really beginning to become a lot more grateful for my listeners. And even a little bit more appreciative of the people who engage with me on social media who have never listened to an episode. I'm getting a healthier perspective about it. I feel like perspective was the wrong word, but who gives a shit? So yeah, it's like last episode, I mentioned an ex reaching out, and yeah, like I had an ex who reached out to let me know that he's dating someone. And it's just one of those things where it's like, you cannot make this shit up. We have been broken up for a long time. He is handsome. I don't know why it took him so long to get a hoe, but he felt he should let me know. Clearly trying to hurt me, and it didn't hurt me, even though he was being really nasty in his messages. It didn't hurt me at all. What hurt me was that he was trying to hurt me. I don't give a shit who he's with, but him trying to hurt me is hurtful because it's like I didn't know he was possessed by demons, and I found that out recently. But anyways, back to the Harry and Meghan docuseries. As I've said before, I do think a lot of people are jealous or slash triggered by Meghan, and some people are really obsessed with her and hating on her, and it's a sickness. Anytime you gear so much, you invest so much energy into hating someone, you are very unwell. And you need to find a way to be happy. So, I am not going to mention what Jeremy Clarkson wrote about Meghan Markle for in a UK paper, what called The Times or something. It was all over the internet. He said that he hates Meghan Markle on a cellular level, and he lays. Oh, he's awake at night thinking about how much he hates her and he wants her stripped naked and walk through the streets and like people throw shit at her. And he was, talking about Cersei and Game of Thrones. And I mean, he's way too old. But, like, he has like five necks and he's very old and unattractive and balding. And I just don't understand why he thought that would be entertaining on any level. And I do believe that he was being genuine when he said that he lies awake thinking about how much he hates her. And I don't know what his family is like, friends are like, if he's with someone or not, but it was just at your age, bro. I don't know how old he is. The motherfucker looks like he's in his 70s or 80s. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm lost. I'm lost. And then Harry and Meghan came out and or their representative had the perfect response about how like this apology was insincere, and Their quote was really, really perfect. You could go on TMZ and find all the stuff out if you haven't seen it already. Okay, let's get to the goddamn racism allegations. Because I listened to another podcast and about Harry and Meghan. As I said, this is not my job. This provides me no income, this podcast. So I'm not like doing what I used to do. I really used to like read so many comments when it came to P-Valley, listen to a podcast, like read and research to death. Those days are gone, as I've said. But I did listen to a podcast from a girl who is obsessed, a different girl that I mentioned last episode, who's obsessed with Harry and Meghan, and she is a white girl, and she had a black woman on to talk about the series and racism, which I thought was very genius of her to not, approach this docuseries from her own experience as a white woman. But anyways, in that episode, sorry. So it is called, I am gonna mention them because why not? It was very thorough. The podcast is called Be There in Five. And the Harry and Meghan episode was the last episode. And if it's not the last, it would be the second to last. You'd see it in the title. Anyways, so they continuously said that Meghan is an overachiever. And I didn't even think about that when I was watching the series. But as soon as they said that, it was very clear. Meghan is an overachiever and she's very naive and she does really see the good in people. And that's why she was truly surprised that she wasn't embraced because she thought that if she does the right things, that she will be embraced and everything will go well. And so I understand how traumatizing and shocking it was for her that she couldn't win these people over. And they always found a way to make something negative, to say something really negative about her. So, is the royal family and the monarchy racist? Before I get into that, according to Us Weekly, the royal family issued the following statement about the docuseries. Okay, so I'm just gonna read this little blurb that I copied and pasted. So, it says, quote, "The general consensus amongst the royals is that Harry and Meghan aren't doing themselves any favors by speaking out about the family, and that they're digging themselves into a deeper hole with these tell-alls. They're hoping that once Spare is released, Harry and Meghan will focus on the future and not the past." End quote. The insider tells Us Magazine. I love that statement so much. I think it's very perfect. It's so perfect because the reality is, like, the Harry's book Spare is going to be such a take a shit show, shit storm takedown. It's obvious. And so it's true. It's like they're basically saying this shit ain't over. Spare didn't come out yet. Like, Spare is gonna come out. Harry's gonna do mad publicity for it. Like, just really try to dismantle this, ruin the royal family and the monarchy. Like, it's going to be so bad. And something tells me that the docuseries is really like 5 or 10% of the bullshit that he's gonna bring to the table in his book. So, yeah, it really isn't over. I love, though, that they said, they're hoping that once Spare is released, Harry and Meghan will focus on the future and not the past. I mean, it's such an insult. It's such a great insult. Okay. Sorry. Forgive me. It is 10:53 a.m., which is the morning for my ass. That's why I gotta be coughing. It's like I didn't get out of bed that long ago. Okay, so the British Royals have an estimated $34.3 billion in assets, and they colonized parts of every continent except Antarctica to get it. I love it. I couldn't even say that. Like, I couldn't even be very dramatic and read that statistic without, like not being able to say Antarctica. I never say that word, so that's why I can't even say it at all. Anyways, they have $34.3 billion in assets from colonizing the entire planet. So, it makes sense why the fuck they want to keep their shit going. Why they want to keep their assets going. Or hold on to those. And as we saw in the docuseries, it's like they were there compensating slave owners until 2015? Okay. So, the docuseries makes you wonder if Harry and Meghan want to abolish the monarchy because they weren't welcoming to Meghan. I am not British, so I feel as justified in speaking on the monarchy's fate or value and merits as someone in Australia is to speak about my government and my leaders and how we do things here in the States. So I'm not gonna dive too deep into what I think the future of the monarchy should be. I don't feel that it is my business. I could have an opinion on it, but it's a baseless opinion. I've visited the UK a few times, but I have never lived there extensively, not born from there. So it's not, it just doesn't feel like my place. But it's troubling to me the length of which Harry and Meghan went to in order to paint a very negative picture of the royal family. I'm not impressed by that. They want people to turn on the family and the monarchy, and I am close to my family. I highly value family. I think so many people don't have families. They're estranged from their families. It's heartbreaking to me. So I'm not going to be on board with the expose. The docuseries went many places I feel that it didn't need to go. And guess what? There'd be no docuseries had they felt that Meghan was embraced and had they felt that the palace had their backs. So it's like it's very spiteful and vengeful, and I just don't think it's appropriate or right, especially if they hope to have a good relationship with them at some point. Also, something that I didn't tap upon in my episode is that Prince Harry said that Prince William was yelling at him when Prince Harry said that he wanted to leave the royal family. Anyone with a pulse yells at their sibling for minor infractions, for stupid reasons, trivial things. I would expect that Prince William would lose it when Harry tells him he wants to leave his family for some actress bitch with a psycho father and sister. Name one reason why William should not have been furious about that. Just one. I'm waiting. So the fact that Prince Harry said Prince William was yelling at him, Prince Harry, you a grown ass man. You should expect to be yelled at when your sibling feels that you're in the wrong. Arguably, Prince William was right. Like, seriously, it's like if Harry chose any other hoe, he wouldn't have left the royal family. So, it's like, why wouldn't you want your brother to be upset? He cares about you and he cares about your well-being, and he probably didn't trust Meghan. Why should he trust Meghan? Her family is possessed. Her family is there acting fucking possessed. And she's an actress and she's American. Like, he had no reason to be on board with this fucking plan. So I don't understand why Prince. It's like they're really picking at straws. Sorry, grasping for straws with some of their the claims in the docuseries. It's stupid. Like he sounded so ridiculous. He was yelling at me. Yeah, I would hope he would. Because guess what the fuck I would do if I was Prince William. In that circumstance, what any of us would do, would we just sit there and say, okay, I'm so happy for you. I'm happy for you. Have fun in the States. Nobody would say that shit. So Harry has really drank the Kool-Aid. And I didn't tap upon Meghan's family much. It's very clear I'm not a fan. But it's obvious that Meghan's white family members are trash. And I would have liked to hear from Meghan's black family members. Meghan is close with her white niece, but where the hell are her black family members? Is she close to them? Did she spend any time with them while growing up? They go completely unmentioned. And I just wondered, did Doria keep her away from them? If she did, it would explain why she, to me, identifies as a white woman. I had to stop recording, so I hope my tone, the volume, is not too different. So as I was saying, I'm really suspicious. It's very sus to me if whether or not Megan grew up around her black family members. I'm not under that impression. Megan talks about feeling lonely or feeling very alone while she was growing up, and how her first Christmas with the royals made her feel like she finally got what she wanted, which was like all this family. And so I just feel like, I just don't know. I feel like Meghan, for her to just mention this close bond with her niece, it was just seemed like a singular relationship that she had with a family member. Where the hell is the rest of her family? I have a big family, so it's different for me, but it makes me wonder. And also, Meghan's really social, and what I've discovered is I don't have a single friend who's not an only child who is not like the most social person I've ever met. They kind of really have to make up for not having siblings, but I just wonder where was Meghan's family? I would love to know where her black family is. Because as far as I know, it doesn't seem like she had a relationship with them at all. She only mentions the niece not going. Like, were her black family members there? I feel like maybe that would have been discussed in the media since her wedding was such a big deal. So next in my notes, I typed, were they racist? Okay. So I think that saying that the royals and the media and the British media were racist is reductive. Let's take race out of the equation here. Meghan is an actress with a father and a half sister who have endlessly insulted her. She's American and from Los Angeles, which apparently, according to the press over there, Los Angeles is ghetto. Look at all of that material that the media had to use against her, the aforementioned material. None of that has anything to do with anyone's race, right? Harry being with an actress who has a father and sister who keeps selling her out, her being American, her being from Los Angeles, none of that has to do with anyone's race. So I'm confident that some of the writers who claim that Meghan is from Compton have not been lucky enough to ever step foot in California. Los Angeles is mostly ghetto. Okay, I'm not going to lie. But there's also Beverly Hills, Bel-Air, Calabasas, Malibu, Palos Verdes, Santa Monica, Studio City, Brentwood, Los Feliz, Silver Lake, the Hollywood Hills, West Hollywood. Do I need to continue? No, because you get the point. It's laughable for me, someone who actually knows the scope of Los Angeles, to hear anyone try to reduce a county with nearly 13 million people to one ghetto neighborhood that is Compton. It's so laughable and ignorant and stupid. And I see that if I lived in the UK, didn't know anything about Los Angeles, yeah, I might think that, Meghan was dodging bullets, involved in all these like gang shootings, like, and drive-bys because it's Compton. It's like, that's not what Los Angeles is. That's what Los Angeles is and isn't. It's just, it's very inaccurate to try to paint all of LA as just being one ghetto ass hood. And I also struggle with, so as far as the were they racist, of course, like when you are a biracial American marrying Prince Harry and disrupting all of the tradition that's been around for 1,000 years, if I'm not mistaken, is what they said in the docuseries. You're gonna have an issue with that, and of course they were going to make their headlines and stories racist because that was more material, more ammunition on top of Megan being an actress, having the family that she does, and being from Los Angeles. But to just say that they were racist is reductive and bullshit. There were many issues and many problems with Megan and with her family. And the docuseries just it didn't go in depth about how destructive her family was. She was there just trying to build a new life and create a new story, and her dad would not stop talking to Piers Morgan or whoever he was speaking to, and her sister as well. Sister wrote a fucking book. Like, they made, I do, part of me wonders that if Meghan's family did not cause all the damage that they caused, if Meghan would have stayed. Because the letter that she wrote to her family was a huge part of the series. Excuse me. Her dad fake texting her and her letter to him being intercepted and published. I'm not confident that Meghan would have left if her family didn't make things so hard for her. And that's what the series just did not get into. They were just trying to paint a very bad picture of the family instead of mentioning what was wrong with hers. I also struggle with the fact that Harry has a book coming out. I think that Harry and Meghan need to stop talking shit. And it's a very sad situation, and I hope that Harry is happy in the long term, considering everything that he's given up. And I just really wonder if time will heal wounds, and I wonder if anything could ever go back to the way that it was, as far as Harry's relationship with his family and with the people in the UK. So, I guess I'll be politically correct and call him King Charles. I want to call him Prince Charles because I'm not a fan. Excuse me, but King Charles has his coronation in May, if I'm not mistaken. And invitations haven't gone out. The media has been speculating about who will be invited. And I personally think that Harry should go. I do not think Meghan should go. I think Meghan needs to remain out of the UK for indefinitely at this point. I don't think people need to see her. And I think that it's a good opportunity with Harry being there for him to try to make amends, just a little bit. But Meghan's ass really don't need to be there and should not be there. Like, and if her ass is there, then there's no chance of like Harry kind of, making amends with his family. So I have a lot to do. It is now 11:10. Love y'all very much. I hope you have a very fun and safe New Year's Eve. And yeah, I will see, as I said, when things come up that I want to discuss, I will discuss them. I think the P-Valley podcast may be possibly, as I've said many times, shifting more into more pop culture and current events, especially with the like multi-year hiatuses that this show has. Anyways, love y'all so much, and I will talk to you later. Bye.